Welcome to the Gamers Inn. Come on in, pull up a chair next to the fire. It looks like you've had a long journey. I'm your host, Jocelyn, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. I just woke up from a nap.
Did you?
No, I didn't get to nap. I haven't napped. My
God. We should say we are not doing a full hour-long episode today. We are not talking about what we've been playing because you can go see it all on either twitch.tv/amovetv or twitch.tv/thegamersin. All of the videos from the weekend are saved there. Mm-hmm. We played everything. Yeah, you guys can go and watch what you want to watch. It's all split up because we started and stopped the stream so that it's not one big 25-hour-long video or anything like that. So you guys can go see what we were playing. And we played some really, really awesome things on the weekend.
Yes, and there were some awesome games that you wouldn't really think we would have, you know, had streamed. Like Cards Against Humanity, that was a lot of fun.
Oh, I didn't actually get to participate in Cards Against Humanity, and I haven't watched the stream back yet because I was such... I don't even know what to call myself yesterday. Like, Rec doesn't seem to cover it. I mean, I just want to say, like, I was just out of it. Like, I woke up at 10:30 in the freaking morning, and then I was just like, I couldn't fall back asleep at all. I got up, and then I had to, like, put together this big list of 557 people who were entered into the first wave of the beta key giveaway for Angry Chicken.
Oh, wow.
I had to take them all from a freaking news post and copy them over into an Excel spreadsheet, name by name by name. I was just like, I shouldn't have left this to the day after Extra Life.
Yeah, probably. Data entry on 2 hours of sleep is never good.
Yeah, so then I was just like, I tried to go to sleep for like 2 hours before we were supposed to do Angry Chicken, and then like 2 hours before the show, I emailed Garrett, and I was like, dude, I am so sorry, but like, I can't even make sentences. You don't want, like, I will be no good on the show. Like, here's your beta key giveaway, here's the instructions, just, I'm out. I'm really sorry. And he was like, well, wait, you didn't sleep? Like, I was like, no.
It's tough to, I mean, you push through several walls, and you'll see it in the video content because we encouraged ourselves to use the webcam, and because we were streaming on the computer, the webcam was sort of an option by default. So you'll notice as the stream continues, it gets worse and worse. And I actually streamed a little Hearthstone. I actually played with Joel, and he had woken up, and he's like, oh, you're playing Hearthstone, you want to go? I was like, yeah, let's play a couple rounds. And
the really awesome thing is that my mom watched.
Yeah, she was in the chat, and I didn't realize who it was, and she had asked where Jocelyn was, and I explained, oh, Jocelyn, you know, I went to bed, and it's like, oh, this is Jocelyn's mom. It's like, oh, Joel, Jocelyn's mom is in the chat. And I was going on about how it's like I'd played video games for so long that this shouldn't be the case, but what I want to do when I wake up is play more video games. And she just typed, you need help. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I told her the same thing. I was like, oh man, you know, I just want to relax today. I think I'm just going to play some video games. She was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, we play video games because we love video games, not because it's something we have to do.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah. So, I mean, the whole staying up for 25 hours thing was an absolute crazy, ridiculous, oh my God, shit show.
But it's a lot of, it's fun. I would never do it more than once a year because it is very detrimental. Like, it kind of is a little bit of a shock to the system. I almost said detrimental to your health.
I do want to mention that. Like, I mean, for everybody who was paying attention, watching the stream, everything else, I did not make it the whole way. Mm-hmm. I gave up after hour 23. So I had 2 hours left to go.
You didn't give up. Give up's a strong... You texted me and you said, like, you know, I'm not doing so hot. And I'm like, you know what? You raised tons of money. 23 hours is still a lot, you know? And like,
and it's better than last year. Last year, I think I dropped out around the 21-hour mark. So I definitely did better than last year, which I felt really good about. And I was talking to my mom the next day, and she pointed out that I didn't eat. I ate, like, 2 pieces of pizza at 7 o'clock at night, and, like, that was it.
Jocelyn.
I had, like, some Swedish berries on the stream. I had a couple beers with Dills. I had my 2 pieces of pizza at 7 o'clock, and I think I had my bagel and my eggs first thing in the morning. So it's like I was eating in, like, every 12 hours, which is, like, not enough.
I think the beers I didn't drink any beer. I always had my bottle of water here. Even when I had two coasters, so I was like constantly water, energy drink. And I did the math. Like, I was like, okay, I had an energy drink around, you know, right around Cards Against Humanity. And then I needed another one after playing Outlast, a very scary game. And I highly recommend you check out that stream if you were watching. Because I'm not lying. I literally wasn't sure how scary it was going to be. I knew nothing going in. And the first jump scare, I screamed. I literally...
Was it like me last year with Slender?
Screamed.
Like, I was threw off the headphones and was just like...
No. I was just like, you know, like I was surprised, scared, screamed, and it's all on video. It's all there. I was swearing like a, not a sailor, but like if a sailor was trying to be polite. So it was like, fuckity fuck nutballs. Oh my God. You know, it was, anyways, it was really entertaining, but I had had an energy drink after that, which was very key. And then I made a coffee during Hearthstone. So I, you know, I was like, you know, I did the full 25 hours just like last year, but I think it was key to play with other people. And I know that option was sort of slashed for you being in an apartment building. Like, I asked Ashley if she heard me because I was, during Cards Against Humanity, I was crying. It was so funny. And then when I was playing scary games, I was crying because it was so scary. So I was loud. And if I was in an apartment building, I would have probably been, you wouldn't have this backdrop because I would have been evicted.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, last year, I really noticed we did scary games. We played Slender. It was 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when we did that. And I mean, like, I was watching the video back again when I was making the highlights, and I was just like, oh man, like, we are so lucky that, because I mean, you can get things like, you know, the dog barks, and you can get, you know, kicked out if you get 2 dog barking complaints or something like that. You know, like, I mean, it's just apartment buildings are getting stricter and stricter and stricter. And I was just like, you know, I'm really surprised that we didn't have a noise complaint. We're kind of lucky because the people underneath us are really old and one of them's actually deaf. So it wasn't necessarily the ones right below us. Yeah. But I was like, you know, we have neighbors on either side as well. So, I just didn't want to push it. And it does make it really difficult when you're not actually like talking to someone. But I think if we had a meal break at like 3 o'clock in the morning and I was like, oh, okay, I have to eat now, and I was planning to have 4 or 5 meals in that 24-hour span as opposed to only having 3 meals, like your regular breakfast, lunch, dinner plans, I think that would have made a big difference. So
I was feeling around lunchtime. I think that was the only time where I was really like, I could have used a break here. Like, I had to literally, like, I was... Like, in between streams, I was, like, grabbing, like, this bag of crispy minis and just, you know, like, I need sustenance and there's no granola bars in the house. And that was one thing I would suggest to people if they're going to do Extra Life. Granola bars, you can get the really, you can get the ones that are, like, halfway between something healthy and a dessert. So they're delicious and they're filling enough to get you to the next meal.
Yeah.
Those are really handy. I didn't touch the Gatorades, though. I should have.
I did. I was so good. I drank a lot of water. I drank a lot of Gatorade. And actually, what ended up killing me was I had a Red Bull. And that was at about 3 or 3:30 in the morning. And I don't normally drink them. I drink a lot of caffeine, but I was looking at it. And it's like over 50 grams of sugar in the can. And it's like 400% of your daily intake of B12 or something. And I was just like, I don't get these things in my regular diet. I was shaky. I mean, there were times I couldn't hold the controller. I couldn't make my eyes focus and stuff. And I was just like, I literally thought by the time I was texting you and saying I'm really not feeling well, I thought I was actually going to go be sick. And so I was just like, okay, I need to stop now. I would take care of myself.
You know, like, as cliche as the Red Bull is, like, I would never suggest the Red Bull.
It's not good for you.
Like. No, like, I mixed it up. I had an Amp, which I usually find are really good, and then a Rockstar, but not, like, one of those, like, cheesy Rockstars, like, their normal Rockstar. So, I think they both sat very well. Like, I have a really weak stomach as well, so I was surprised. Like, I was, like, 5 in the morning, I either make a coffee or I go for the energy drink, and my mentality is, like, if I don't have the energy drink now, I'm going to have it on a night where I'm going to regret it. And I've already been up for 20 hours, so I should probably just drink it now so I don't have it, like, on a Saturday and end up staying up all night. And then Sundays, you know, it doesn't work out. But so that's what I did. And it worked out. And I actually, it was like, I went to bed at 9, like right away, after kicking around for half an hour, because I was like, I'm not tired. I can kind of stay up, guys.
I did the same thing when I finally went and laid down. I was just like, oh, God, I can sleep now. And then I was like, I'm not sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was like, I couldn't fall asleep. And then there's this like wall and you suddenly just, you go to sleep. And then when I woke up, I was done. Like, I was like, oh, why? You know? And I had to go to a meeting.
What time did you actually wake up? Like, how long did you sleep?
I had to get up at, like, I told Ashley, like, I had to get up at 1 because we had a meeting across town at 3, and I needed to, like, shower. But luckily, the meeting was at a Starbucks, so I was able to order my, I'm just like, I wasn't even putting up with the Starbucks crap. I was just like, just give me a large dark roast, and I don't care whether it's a venti or a dark roast.
I don't care what you do with it. Just give me caffeine.
You have your way with it. Just give me my venti, large, dark roast. And they gave it to me, and they're like, don't mess with this guy. His bags have checked out, and they have more bags under his eyes. It's like friggin'...
Oh, jeez.
It was rough. And this morning, I was just like, I had to like drag myself out. I think I was more tired this morning.
Yeah, I forced myself to stay up last night, and I probably shouldn't have, because I slept from when I went to sleep, it was 6 a.m., which I started at 8 a.m. the previous morning, so I was 2 hours short of the goal, and, you know, I felt pretty crappy about it, but at the same time, you know, it is what it is, and so I went to bed at 6, and I woke up just after 10, and I was like, crap, like... I'm so screwed. But then I was just like, I had to work today. So I had my 12-hour shift day today.
Oh.
And I was just like, I don't want to mess up my internal clock. Like, I don't want to go to bed at like 7, wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go, oh, now I have to be up for 4 hours before my shift even starts.
It's
tough.
Yeah, and we complain. I think last year we kind of had that reaction where it's like, I don't know if we should do the 24 hours, but in all honesty, and I stand by this. It's once a year. It's an event. It's a spectacle, and I think it helps with the money raising, especially for our crowd. Like, I mean, explaining Extra Life to people, it's like, you know, my boss says to me, he's like, don't you do that every weekend? It's like, well, no, he was joking, but like, this is an event for charity, and it's doing what I like to do. Some people like to run, some people like to bike. I like to play video games, and I would never play video games for 25 hours without an excuse. I would never do that. That's a crazy person idea.
Yeah.
Like, that's University Ryan when he has too much time on his hands and too, you know, now it's just like, well, Joel had said it screws your whole week.
Yeah, you know? It does. Really, really does.
Yeah.
But we should actually talk about, I mean, we've talked about the effect it had on us and kind of just... some of the things. Okay, wait, first, what was your favorite point of the day? What was your highlight of Extra Life for you?
I mean, I don't, like, yeah, like, Cards Against Humanity was a lot of fun. More fun than I thought it would be, because it's, you know, part of the experience of Cards Against Humanity is playing in the room and having the cards, but the web game works really well.
Yeah, I have to go back and watch that stream.
Yeah, and Brian Ibbett was very good. We had a lot of people. Cleo played with us.
Oh, great. Yeah. I saw that she jumped into the chat room because I was over playing Hearthstone with a fan. So he was actually, he's 6 cups of coffee on Twitter, and he was the one who put me over my original $500 goal. So I tweeted out and I said, you know, I'm about $60 away from my $500 goal, and whoever puts me over can play something with me live on the stream on the day of Extra Life. And it took literally a minute.
Cool.
And I was just like, oh, and now I'm at my goal. So what do you want to play? And it was Hearthstone, of course. So it was a lot of fun, but so I was seeing some people yelling, so like all of a sudden the chat room just goes midgets, and I was like, what? Oh, right, Cards Against Humanity, right?
Oh yeah. I was just thinking like, what? I don't remember a lot about Cards Against Humanity, but I remember
you remember the midgets,
the laughing, and like I was I kind of felt bad because I was so tired that everything made me laugh so loudly and so like pronounced. Like I was laughing and I was crying, and it might not have even been that funny in hindsight. I should go back and watch it. It might just end up being embarrassing, but it was entertaining. And again, like I said, it went a lot better than I thought it would. And Iceworm was in with us, and he every time he was the card czar, as the game put it, he would replace the black card with a Frog Pants version.
Oh, cool.
So we had like, you know, Scott is starting a new podcast called Blank that's about blank. And we filled it with many inappropriate things. And the thing about Cards Against Humanity is that sometimes you'd have these weird ones where it just people threw their crap card out just to see who would win. And, you know, one would be really funny and that's it. But then other times you get this perfect storm where, like, the black card is just set up so perfectly that all the white cards that you read are just one after the other. Boom, boom, boom. Hilarious. I highly suggest checking it out. It's about an hour and a half. And
yes,
it's all gold. And if you have ever wanted to see me cry, that's the one to watch.
That's the one?
Yeah. But Mass Effect was a lot of fun, too.
We did. We had a lot of fun on the day, like, all throughout. I mean, Portal 2 was a blast. Mass Effect was a blast. We had a lot of fun in WoW, too, with Hokkaido.
Cool.
But I think, for me, it was probably playing with Dills.
Yeah.
That was, like, I mean... He and I, obviously, we'd been doing the show for 4 or 5 weeks now, and we, you know, knew each other, but didn't really talk too much before. Like, Garrett and I are the ones that are actually, like, friends. So, not that Dills and I weren't friends, but, you know, Garrett and I were much closer than Dills and I were. And we hadn't actually had a chance to sit down and play Hearthstone. Mm-hmm. We, you know, we talked about it and everything else. So, this was literally, like, the, okay... Let's see who's actually better at this game that we both talk about once a week sort of thing. And I mean, like, I held my own, which I was shocked. I totally thought that he would just come out swinging and I'd be screwed. And he totally trolled me the very first game and played a warlock with a handful of murlocs. And I was just like, you goddammit, Dills.
Did he win?
He did. He beat me in like 5 turns with his stupid murloc deck. And I was like... Oh. Hate you so much right now.
I need to go watch that because playing a bit of Hearthstone, I realized that like I'm kind of rusty, and I think watching like a game between you and Dills, like we got the commentary. I can't remember what we were doing at the time. No, James and I were playing XCOM, which was entertaining because it was really relaxed, which was my favorite part about it. And we would just watch the stream and. You know, it went crazy. Like, it's awesome that it's your favorite event because I think it was the most watched. I
mean, yeah.
It was the only time there was like 30 people watching.
I think, it was, there was about 40 people watching on my end. And I think Dills had about 50 people watching on his end. So it was really fun. And it was interesting because I couldn't really talk about what I was doing because we were on a Skype call at the same time, right? So... but at the end, we ended up doing a whole bunch of random decks, which was really fun.
Cool.
And then and the chat room right now is telling me how popular my Ysera card was, which was ridiculous. I literally pulled it into my hand every single game and then got to play it almost every game. And I was just like, yes. So I was really, really happy about that. It was a lot of fun. And it was like every single time I put it down, Dill was like, no! But at the end of the stream, we actually, after we did a bunch of random games, Dills helped me build a really strong hunter deck. Uh-huh. And then I felt kind of bad because I used it when I played later on in the night against the John, who's the fan from Twitter. And I beat him in like 5 or 6 turns. And I was just like, I'm so, so sorry. I just want to test this deck.
I still haven't made a deck. I need to do that.
It was a lot of fun. It's a really good stream, and you guys should all go watch it because it was a lot of fun. So we should just say quickly that the whole entire day, it was fun for us, but it was definitely not fun for the folks at Extra Life. They got attacked a total of 4 times throughout the event, and so they were... Is it DDoS or DDoS?
DDoS. So like okay. They had a denial of...
Denial of service attack. Anyways, basically they bombarded the Extra Life website, so it kept going down because the servers couldn't keep up with demand. And at first it seemed like possibly the event was just popular enough that they weren't prepared. But apparently after talking with their web provider, they figured it out. And it happened 4 times, which was quite frustrating for us as streamers and fundraisers. I can only imagine how frustrating it would be as the actual Extra Life team, because I mean, really, who attacks a charity? Really?
Yeah, like we were at first kind of like, we're trained to think, oh no, they didn't prepare because there's too many people. Like with EA games happening, you know, a fiasco happening every 6 months, we're used to that. Like, and when Diablo launched, like, it's like, okay, it's part of having a popular thing online.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you find out it's a DDoS attack, and then having to, like, it's already hard enough to explain Extra Life. And again, like, let me state this before we go into it, but we love Extra Life. We don't blame them. It's a great
charity. Not at all.
It's not at all their fault. They handled it beautifully. Not at, like, EA at all. They were doing great. I, you know, having to explain to Ashley was kind of running around that day, visiting family and stuff, and everywhere she was, I was like, hey, you know, get them to donate. And, you know, they go to the website, and the first thing is, like, he's playing video games for 25 hours. Like, I have to donate online with a credit card. That was the big one.
Yeah.
Having to donate online with a credit card was such a foreign thing to people. And I'm like, come on, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
How long have we been doing this internet thing? A long time. Get over it, guys.
Like, I don't know about you, but with my credit card, I'll buy stuff online without, if I know the website. You know, but some people, it's like, unless it's like Walmart or Amazon, they won't touch it.
Yeah.
And it, which is kind of unfortunate, because there's a lot of great vendors online, including Extra Life, to take a credit card. But anyways, they'd be like, oh, the website's down. What's going on? And, like, do you tell them they're just too popular, or do you tell them that they got attacked? When you tell somebody a website got attacked, it's like they immediately jump to,
it's not safe.
Card.
I don't want to give them my credit card. Yeah. And that is not the case. It was not actually, because when I was talking to Nicole when we were playing Borderlands, that's one thing she said, is she's like, no, they got attacked. They didn't get hacked. There's a difference. Their website is down. Their website is not compromised. Like, they didn't get any information. And there's a really big distinction there, because Wood Whisperer, which is Nicole and her husband Mark's company, actually had the same thing happen to them earlier in the year. Yeah. And, like, we were talking about it and almost laughing about it, because we were just like, but you're the Wood Whisperer. Like, who attacks, like, a mom-and-pop business that makes, like, kids' easels, you know? Like, it's just, it's so random. But anyways, so that happened. And so because of that, I mean, we still did phenomenally well. We blew all of our goals out of the water. But we did have some prizes that we were going to randomly give away to tonight, actually, to people who donated. But I mean, we still have donations coming in. Ryan just got a donation a couple of hours ago. So what we're actually going to do is, we have $25, $15, and $10, not really gift cards, but basically we're going to buy you a game on Steam of that amount or less. And you just have to let us know. We're going to draw those names out of people who have donated. So if you'd like to donate, we're going to do this on Friday instead, to give everybody a little bit of extra time because of the website attack. So feel free to donate any amount. Doesn't matter. We just want to raise more money for the kids. So our website, as always, was bit.ly/TGIExtraLife2013. Make sure you get it in by Friday if you want to be in that draw. But overall, so far, Ryan, when did you pull these numbers from?
Would have been, like 7 o'clock. So we might be at 4,300 now. I haven't checked.
Oh, you just gave it away.
We might be at 43,000.
So far, our team has actually raised a whopping $4,268.68, which was 213% of our team goal. I raised my $500 goal about 2 weeks before the event. So I doubled my goal to $1,000, and by the time I went to sleep, I was at $1,300. So I did really well. The team did really well. Ryan, I think you set your goal pretty high to start off this year.
Last year I kind of miss, you know, last year I got that big, like, fluky $500 donation. I hate to say fluky, but, like, really when you think about it, I don't know how much advertising went into that one. I think it might have just been someone like, okay, here's their team, let's pick someone. Oh, he's, you know, down on his luck, boom, and it put me ahead of everybody, you know?
Down on his luck.
But then, like, that set my... So I think that when you really think about it, $200 of my donations last year were from, you know, people I had drummed up for to get that support.
Right.
And again, I don't know who this $500 one was. We keep saying it's my mother, but my mother actually did donate this year.
Yay, so, Ryan's mom.
Yeah. This year, I took that $700 and applied it. So I think it might have, in technicality, it was a huge jump from last year.
Yes, it was.
But you know what? I don't mind if I don't hit that goal. I got pretty damn
close. You're close, though. What are you at right now?
I'm at 622.
Yes, there you go. We have till Friday to raise you $80. I'm pretty sure we can do that.
I'm pretty sure.
Everyone go donate to Ryan. But we did have 16 team members this year. Mm-hmm. We received so far 101 donations. Not Dalmatians, donations.
Oh, so close. I wish we had at least one Dalmatian.
That would be amazing. Go for it. But so we've done really, really well. We appreciate everyone that donated. Off the top of my head, we have to thank Doghouse Systems, mm-hmm. who very generously agreed to be our stream sponsor this year and who donated $500 to mm-hmm. our cause, which was unexpected and amazing. They doubled their donation from last year. So I just want to thank John and Teresa for coming on the stream. They actually came on. We interviewed Teresa because she is actually a trauma nurse at a children's hospital in Dallas. It's actually the Children's Medical Center, I think, is what it's called.
Yeah.
Children's Medical Center in Dallas. So we want to thank them very much for their support of us and our stream and our cause. You guys should go watch the interview. It's about a half an hour. It's up on the A-Move Twitch stream, mm-hmm. and it was a lot of fun. They're really great people, and we thank Doghouse so much for their support. And if you would like to go and support them, you can always go to doghousesystems.com, grab your own gaming rig, and use the code GAMERSIN to double your RAM. But, we really thank Doghouse for everything that they've done for us. They were fantastic.
Yeah, that interview was really cool. And mm-hmm. the donation, we didn't know how much we were getting. I believe it totally caught Jocelyn off guard, I remember.
It did.
She was speechless.
I full on teared up and yeah. was speechless. It was quite a moment. So definitely don't miss that. We also had another $500 donation from Angus, who came on. Can't remember what episode it was, but it would have been about this time last year, so probably in and around episode 50-ish. Mm-hmm. He came on. He works for 343. He was talking to us about Halo, and he donated $500 to our cause, which was just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And the number one donator mm-hmm. to our team, to our cause this year, was Boba Fetish, who is Nigel, who is amazing. He is in the Tadpool. He is on Twitter. You guys should totally go follow him and tell him how much you love him and how generous he is. He donated $525 to our cause, spread it out among everyone on the team. And everyone on the team, or me, you, and James, actually, now that I said it. No, I think he spread it out pretty good. Anyways.
It was just us three.
Okay.
Cool. I mean,
spread it out between the team captains anyways. And he gets to pick the color of James's hair for Christmas. So I don't know. I don't know if we should recommend he goes with Initiative Check Blue or Gamers in Green. What do you think?
It's funny. He originally, before Boba Fetish had put himself over the top, James was saying to me, it'd be really great if we could get Doghouse to get me to dye my hair color their colors, like red and black and
silver.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I think really that they'd have to pay you to do that. That's like advertising. You're like... I mean, they did NASCAR, so I think like putting their advertising on a British man's head would be a step up for NASCAR.
Absolutely. So we thank Nigel so much for his support of our cause. Go follow him, go pat him on the back, tell him he's awesome, and vote for Gamers in Green or for Initiative Check Blue. I think that's what it should come down to. And come on, Gamers in Green. Come on.
It's a good green.
It's a good green.
It's a good green. It'll look good on James' head. I mean,
and it's Christmassy.
Yes. So, I mean, rather than explain it's an internet podcast, it's for Christmas.
It's for Christmas.
For those people who just don't quite get it.
Exactly. I think that that's pretty much all we have to say. Like we said, we're not doing a full episode this week because we're both exhausted. We just wanted to give you guys a rundown. If you want to see any of the video content, it's all saved on Twitch. I will be putting all of that content over onto YouTube. So if you want to follow our YouTube channel, that's just Jocelyn Moffat on YouTube. And we're going to put together a highlight reel again this year, except for I'm going to do it like now-ish instead of like 12 months from now, like I did with last year's.
Yeah, well, it's fresh. And, yeah. You know, I think just like last year, coming out of that event, we were like, we need to play more games together. That's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And I think this year we had the same outcome. Like, we were talking on Facebook about Mass Effect and how, like, who cares if there's, like, you know, Battlefield 4 or Call of Duty Ghosts? Like, that's just so much fun. We need to, you know, just because there's new games out doesn't mean we have to drop the old ones. I think that's something that we do as gamers, that, you know, we are always moving on to the next big thing. Mm-hmm. But it was so much fun just to, you know, go back to that and, you know,
well, after, go back to Portal 2 as well. Portal 2 was really fun.
I had never played that co-op, and even with XCOM, that, you know, just going back to those older games and realizing, like, you know, this is like muscle memory. Like, Portal 2 was amazing. I wanted to go back to it so badly. And I was, because, like, it's the one thing about Extra Life, and we had this rough schedule, and we were, you know, bouncing from game to game, and I think that was the one game I really wanted to keep playing. You know?
I know, me too. Yeah. I was just like, oh man, no, we should just keep going till we get stuck.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we got stuck for like 15 minutes on this one puzzle, and I was just like, God damn it.
James is really good at video games. Like, I'll admit, well, like,
and he's James really good. Said that he played through the Portal 2 co-op a couple of weeks before that, so he knew all the puzzles up until where you guys got. And I was just like, oh man, cheater. We haven't touched this in like 2 years.
I never played it, so I think it balanced out. And we said we were racing, but really, were we racing? Like,
we were racing, Ryan.
I saw
we
in the chat room racing. Someone was saying, like, it's like, okay, Jocelyn's catching up. Okay, now you guys are neck and neck. Oh no, wait, you pulled ahead.
Yeah.
And, like, there's some tough puzzles.
Oh, you guys
are
so close. Oh, not anymore. Yeah. It's just like, damn it, Joel, hurry up. That's help me figure things out.
He was good with Borderlands. We were having a blast in Borderlands.
Yeah. Oh man, so many great moments. So again, check out twitch.tv/amovetv for what we streamed on the mainstream, and then check out twitch.tv/thegamersin for everything that we streamed kind of on our side stage.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of content between the two streams. We've got to have like 30 or 35 hours of streaming content. I think we have a lot of stuff there, so
yeah,
tons of stuff to tide you guys over till Friday. And we actually have an email, so Ryan, do you want to go ahead and read the email?
That's right, I put that in there. I was like, we have an email. Oh right,
we have an email.
This is from a new listener named Jeff Burns. He was the one who gave us a really cool story on the stream about his son doing physiotherapy with the Wii.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah, it was really cool. We had a couple of those stories come in, and we were happy to share them. But this email, he says, "Hello, Jocelyn and Ryan. I'm the Twitter follower that just started listening to the show this weekend. I work in a small factory, 12-hour shifts, and your show helped pass the time. I listened to the Golden Wayne Bits episode first after listening to the first two episodes of The Angry Chicken. By Monday morning, I should have made it through the new Slender Man episode in the first 20 shows, which I believe he did. You guys are a great team. As I told Ryan on Twitter, it makes me want to buy some audio gear and start recording stuff myself. Keep up the amazing work and can't wait for the next 70 episodes I have left to go through. By the way, it took until episode 17 before one of you, Jocelyn, said A."
So, which I think is a huge feat for us.
Yeah.
I can't believe it took that long. I love that he was paying attention.
I think once he knew we were both Canadian, he was like, all right, this will be a fun factoid.
Yeah.
It was.
So, I thinking back to our first 20 episodes, I mean, I will say that there's that one gem. I think it's episode 15, which is our interview with John, who is Icon Master on Twitter, where we talked about Zelda, and that was a really good episode. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, Ryan and I didn't start podcasting. I think I'd guested on a couple of shows, but, you know, this was kind of our first foray into designing our own show, putting our own show together, streaming it live, because, I mean, we only went a few episodes before we decided to stream the audio live. We went to about 40 episodes before we started doing video, but it was just one big, huge experiment that I think has really come a long way since those first 20 shows. So I'm so impressed that he's listening to them from the beginning, and is still with us.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a big quality jump when, even in the first 15 episodes when we weren't using the Yetis, you know, we were using older mics, like not podcasting mics. And his comment about like listening to us and wanting to go out and buy his own audio gear and stuff. I talked a bit to him on Twitter about it. And it's like, that's basically how we got started. Like, we just love podcasting so much that we're like, we can talk about video games too. And as long as we get what we need out of the show, you know, we will keep doing it as long as we're still having fun, you know, like, so, you know, and he said, well, I don't really have anybody to talk to. It's like, well, you know, I didn't know who Jocelyn was until I said, hey, we should do a podcast. And it was,
I don't think we'd actually spoken. It was all like just Twitter back and forth. And we're like, oh my God, I love Skyrim. Oh my God, I love Skyrim. And,
and then we never talked about it again.
It was all just like back and forth, like 140 character tweets. And then we started DMing and still like, you know, talking games. And we didn't actually talk to each other or like hear each other on mic until I think
we had a meeting
that was about a week before episode one, and it was kind of like, oh hi, I'm Jocelyn, and oh hi, I'm Ryan.
We came up with a name on that stream, and it was just like, you know, it's I don't even know if we've talked about this, but like these projects, they all start in a different way, and the story is never the same. I mean, if you take The Angry Chicken, like, that came together really quickly, didn't it? Like,
The Angry Chicken was crazy. I was talking to Garrett shortly after I got into the beta, I think, and I was just like, oh my God, I love this game, it's so great. And he was like, oh yeah, me too, we should play. And I was like, yeah. And I was just like, you know, if you ever decide that you want to do a podcast about Hearthstone, like, dude, just count me in, because this game is awesome and I just want to talk about it all the time, because it got to the point, like, he and I were sending, like, novel emails back and forth being like, oh my God, I love this thing, and then did you try this, and how have you done this? And I was just like, oh, we should be talking about this, like, we should be recording this. And and then he pulled Dills in, because obviously Dills was just, like, talking his head off about it on the instance and taking a lot of crap. So we were just like, you know, like, let's give it a try. We've all got, you know, I mean, we're almost at episode 100. Garrett's got 160 some odd episodes of StarCast going. Dills has been on the instance for 100 something episodes. We're like, you know, we know we like podcasting, we know we're good at talking, we're all friends and we love this game, like, let's do this. And then it was literally like the next day Garrett was like, okay, I did the album art, do you like it? Okay, good. And then like the day after that, it was just like, okay, so I got this on Twitter and this email and this here, and we're good. Okay, well, we have to pick a night, and we have to do this on the, oh, and here's the overlay. Okay, we're doing it Monday. Go.
Let's go. Just
like, oh my God. Like, none of us have ever launched a show as fast as Angry Chicken was launched, and we were just kind of like running around like chickens with our heads cut off for about a week to get it organized. But now I think it's just like, I don't know what it is that people love about the show. I know we love doing it, and it's just like lightning in a bottle is taking off, and our fans are great. Everyone's been super positive and supportive, and just that I find the entire community around Amove is just so positive and so great. So, you know, thanks everyone for supporting everything that we do, whether it be Angry Chicken, Gamers In, Zombies Ate My Podcast, like just any of it. Thanks for being there for us. Thanks for supporting our Extra Life campaign. Like, we almost quadrupled what we raised last year. So that's just, you know, a tip of the hat to you guys, because really, it's all about you. I'm getting all teary again.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, that's a good point. Like, we do this not for ourselves. I mean, there is a certain point that we get stuff out of it, like we get to have fun, but it's all about spending time with these great people that we've never met before. But it's like, you know, like trying to explain to somebody, like when we were going to Nerdtacular, and everyone's like, do you know, like family members are like, you don't know these people. It's like, well, screw you, I do know these people. Like I said that to him, like, you know, it's different, you know, with you, like if you spent years writing to a pen pal, and this really upset them because like I guess pen pals was, you know, before their time, but like if you spent all this time writing to a pen pal, and I told them and I told you that you don't really know that person, you'd be upset. You know, like it's an Extra Life is a really cool event where we get to interact with all of our community, and we also have this really great excuse to just stream all this video content that we don't normally get to do, because. Yeah. You people listen to us talk about video games, but you know, it's very rare that we'll set up a video stream. I mean, we're very busy, and when we want to play video games, it's like It's like, it's very last minute. Sometimes we'll stream, but I think it's really cool to get that opportunity to, you know, like, we're going to stream this
showcase
video.
Showcase our abilities or...
or lack thereof.
In my case, lack thereof, yeah.
Yeah, or, you know, like, putting ourselves in weird situations, like playing a scary game you didn't realize was scary, like Slender or Outlast. And that shit is on the internet for everybody to see. And
better or worse.
Yeah. And I think the highlight videos, I think this year, like, we're going to have some great content. Maybe so much so that we'll have to do, like, highlights for every couple of segments. Because, like Jocelyn said, there's like 35 hours of content. And then Ryan should probably not make Jocelyn do it all. You know, maybe Ryan should pitch in a little bit of his time to go through the video.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
As opposed to just saying, oh, you know what was great? The Zamp thing.
The hour and a half of Bob shooting me. I should have, yeah. Like, this year we'll put a little more, well, there's lots of effort that was put into it, but I'll put time into it as well.
Yeah. And you guys, if you're watching the stream and you have a specific part that you thought was really funny, like the time when we were playing Hearthstone and Dill started describing his very interesting choice of beer, I'm just going to leave it at that. You guys should just go find it because it's really interesting.
Okay.
You know, so if you have a moment like that that you notice in the stream, then please, please, please email or tweet us or something and let us know that that was your favorite point of Extra Life, and we'll throw it in the highlight reel. But other than that, I think we just have to remind everyone again, donations for Extra Life are actually open, and I didn't know this, but they're actually open all the way until December 31st. So, like I mentioned earlier, we are actually doing a draw for the 25, 15, and 10 denomination Steam games. Mm-hmm. That will be on Friday, so if you donate to us before Friday, then we'll throw your name in, and we will pull it live on the air and let everybody know who's going to win those prizes. So, get your donations in bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2013, which, if I never have to say that again, I think I will be happy.
Well, next year it'll be 2014.
Okay, there you go. We're changing it. We're shortening it somehow.
Yeah, we'll have to think of some creative way.
Yeah. So, but I think that pretty much does it for tonight. So you can visit us on the web at gamersinpodcast.com. You can find us on Amove TV along with other fabulous shows, including StarCast, Campaign Roundtable, Biggest Fan, Amove Radio, and The Angry Chicken. You can follow us on Twitter. You can find me, Jocelyn, at GIS Gamer. Ryan is at R. Murphy. And don't forget to follow the show at The Gamers Inn. The video versions of all our episodes can be found on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/JocelynMoffitt. You can email the show at info@gamersinpodcast.com. So before we go, I just want to give a quick shout out and thank you to Greg Moffitt for creating our music. You can find him on Twitter at SoundsInfluence. We'd also like to thank Joel Duggan, who does all of our graphic work. You can find him and everything he does at joelduggan.com. So thanks for staying at the Gamers Inn, and remember, tune in on Friday.
Yay.
Yay, Friday.
Bye.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't doing that weird Skypey thing where it just forgets you exist.
Oh, I exist.